This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that'll make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity.
Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. I'm not just saying that so you'll hang out with me. I really do mean that. I appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would. And there is just, you know, there's a lot going on out there. You see it happen all around you. I don't want to spew the same thing that Fox is spewing. I don't want to keep beating on CNN. You can hear that anywhere. I like doing the really whack stories. You know, I head over to Campus Reform and other places. You look on Facebook, look at some of the college stories that are going on, what they're teaching your kids, yes, your kids, or your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews in these schools. Seriously. You know, tonight in California, there's a special election going on. And the Dems know they're losing. They know they're losing it. But in California, you know, we have like, you know, same-day registrations. You got mail-in ballots. I don't know who's checking them. But you got, mail-in ballots. They've got, we just did a story about this a while back. I was 3.5 million questionable voters. I'll put it that way. Now, they've been ordered by the courts to go in and remove 1.5 million of those by a judge who said either prove they're real or get rid of the people on this list. Now, to my knowledge, very few have been removed. We've got another election, special election, big deal for us here in California. Right? But not that they even care. Let's just be honest about it. Not that they even care. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So if you're on California here and you're listening on any one of the stations, I think we've got three or four in California, and you see an irregularity, you saw an irregularity, you know, a van shows up with a bunch of people in it, who don't know what they're doing, don't know where they're going, don't know what they should be doing. There's obviously a problem. Do you know what I'm saying? And we've seen it happen years ago when I used to watch polls. No embellishment, for real. You'd see somebody come up, and they would ask questions. They'd start, because you're allowed to look through the books to see who's voted and who hasn't. And somebody would go through those, and they would look at them. They'd leave, probably to make a phone call or do whatever they're going to do. And within 15 minutes, you'd see a van show up with a whole bunch of people pouring out. And I'm sure they had those names of people that voted and didn't vote. And you got to sit there and go, what is that all about? Well, you know exactly what that's about. We all know exactly what that's all about, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, if you head up to the website, you can sign up for our weekly email blast. It's not that big of a deal. If you don't want it, you dump it. Okay, that simple. And, you know, if you want to keep it, it'll give you an idea of who's coming on the show, topics we're going to be discussing, new things coming up with the real side as a whole. That's not such a bad thing, is it? So, again, if you've got a candidate that's running in California tonight, and the reason I'm harping on this is because it's such a big deal. We need to send a message to the Democrats, no more. We're not dealing with your garbage. We're not dealing with your tomfoolery. We're not dealing with all this craziness that you keep throwing in our faces. Not going to happen anymore. Let me know how you feel about, you know, again, how do you stop voter fraud unless we actually take an active role in stopping it, getting involved in stopping it? Anyway, you're looking at Flynn's judge. I know this is just amazing. The DOJ refuses to prosecute. They want the charges dropped. Judge says, no way. Not yet, anyway. The judge has decided that he wants to hear from other outside groups on how they feel about dismissing the charges. This is like unprecedented. This has never been done before. It's not up to the outside groups to decide. When did we ever play this way? District Court Judge Emmett Sullivan, he issued an order indicating that he'll soon accept amicus curiae, which is, you know, a friend of the court brief, in the case of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Now, think about something here. They've already proven that he was backed into the corner. They already have proven through their own memos that they went in to go after this guy. And yet the judge is going to side with the FBI, in essence. He doesn't care a lie's been told. He doesn't care the guy was pressured into lying, and then they used that lie against him. Right? And Sullivan, no equality. Sullivan has decided, and in the past had decided, he wouldn't take any amicus briefs pro Flynn. Wasn't going to have it. But now, it's a whole different animal, right? Sullivan's minute order indicated that an upcoming scheduling order would clarify the parameters by which you could submit a brief. Now, we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. A lot of craziness coming up. We want to finish up on tonight. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute. An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. You know, I told you that California was one of the only, they may be the only state tonight, I don't know, but it's the only, one of the only states tonight having a special election. Seat that was vacated abruptly by Katie Hill. And, you know, the one that was having, like, a throuple and was verbally abusing After being a big champion for the Me Too movement, talking about how the men really took advantage of the women there in D.C., and yet she was taking advantage of her female partner. Matter of fact, she was in a throuple. So she had a female partner and a male partner. You know, when I was, I guess in the 70s, they called it a three-way. Now they call it a throuple or something. I don't know. And, you know, really seriously, all things set aside, her sexual preferences are nobody's business. I get that. When it becomes everybody's business is when you pick on other people, you put down the president for the way he treats women and sexual proclivities, if you would, and you're doing the same thing yourself. Isn't that kind of hypocritical? When you agree and fight for congressional rules and laws that say you can't have sex, you can't have relations with staff members, but she was. Right? I mean, seriously, this is where he gets crazy. So when you look at this stuff and you call her out on them and say, you're taking advantage of a woman. No, Katie, you were taking advantage of your woman and being nasty about it. And then trying to put it on everybody else. So in the special election, as it goes right now, Mike Garcia, the fighter pilot, is well ahead of Chrissy Smith, who is a California assembly person. You know, they were sure they were all in. And now they're kind of, you know, blaming the virus as to why she didn't win. But it's a very large spread. And now when I look at this stuff, you know, you have to stop and say, at some point in time, does this mean this is the first time in 20 years that the Republicans will have taken a seat, for all intents and purposes, even though it was open, taken a seat away from the Democrats? Right? So this will be great. This will show them, give them an idea, and again, this is not a referendum in the future, but this is going to give them a real idea of what's going on, of what the people want. And I think, anybody not with me here? Am I not feeling the love? I think this is what the Dems are doing right now, what they're trying to do, what they want to do, is a direct result, is going to be a direct result of what happens in November, how they're going to blow it big time. Anybody else kind of think I'm wrong? Los Angeles County. Even though they extended it through the end of July today, the conversation, if you listened clearly and carefully to the conversations that they were having, they may extend this through August. So people, it's time to stop. And I don't mean stop like going out. I mean it is time to call these people out. What they're doing is unconstitutional, especially for this length of time. All right? If they're trying to tell me to keep my hands clean, making sure I don't sneeze out into the open, and maintain a safe distance from people most of the time, I think the majority of us can do that in most cases, can't we? And again, you're not seeing this. You're not seeing that this, you can look at the raw numbers, but you're really not seeing that this has had a major effect. Gavin Newsom, he kind of alluded to the fact that he may be looking at martial law if we keep ignoring or if people openly ignore his orders. Now, he'd be the first one to do that in decades. And he's hoping to run for president. Does he really believe that this is going to help him? And then you got Newsom again, you know, looking to extend these and broaden them. And I think people get on him enough to he figured it out. He decided late Tuesday afternoon that he would give the counties the authority to loosen restrictions. Right? Like allowing shopping malls to reopen. It's probably the most, LA County is the most populous county in the U.S. Now, I want you to think about something. They have already eased restrictions on golfing. Oh, yeah, you got to have the golf courses, man. I love this stuff. Car dealerships, which that's kind of cool, right? Retail shops, some of them. I don't think malls are allowed to be open yet. No sitting or lying on the sand, God forbid, out in the heat and the sun, which it kills this virus. Right? And even on the beach, well, I'm not bad. You know what? I don't have a problem with the face masks on the beach because I don't like all that sand flying around anyhow. Maybe it'll save me. In Los Angeles City, the officials are adjusting the city's stay-at-home order to allow more activities. They're going to permit businesses to operate and authorize residents to report to work, but they'll be monitoring you closely. One legislator said, "Well, we're not moving past COVID-19. We're just learning how to deal with it." Unreal. People are just amazing. I'm just going to keep saying it over and over and over again. Where's the proof? Where's the numbers? Where's the science? I want to know where they're getting their numbers. You know, they keep extending these stay-at-home orders without any numbers. Right? We've seen a steady. We've seen a drop. We've seen a flatlining, whatever. But how do you know that was due to what we're doing directly? When they talk about, again, can we talk percentages instead of numbers? Because you know when you're talking about percentages, right? That really puts things in perspective. It's truer to reality than straight numbers. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. California State University System. They're talking about shutting down to 2021, again, with no numbers. Got no numbers. Why? What justifies that? And where's the state going to get this money? Right now, they're looking at a $60 billion deficit. Who do you think is going to pay for that? Show me senior host, listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Really. Head up to the website, sign up for the email blast, or text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You-
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The nation's top government infectious disease expert is warning states not to reopen from the pandemic too quickly. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Dr. Anthony Fauci testifying in a video conference call to a Senate hearing, saying that he believes a second wave of coronavirus in the U.S. is entirely conceivable and possible this fall.
Depending on the dynamics of an outbreak in a particular region, state, city, or area, that would really determine the speed and the pace with which one does re-enter or reopen.
Fauci saying the U.S. is headed in the right direction on the coronavirus, but says it does not have total control of the deadly outbreak yet.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 457 points, the S&P down 60, and the NASDAQ down 189. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Feel the rhythm now.
We should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me.
We are back. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just, you know, being part of the conversation. Actually, you know, technically being part of the solution. That's really what I want. You know? I mean, when you think about it, you know, we need to get information. We need to get real information. We step out on it. I mean, many of us, many of you, I see writing on Facebook and other places, you fall in sometimes. You get sucked in to some of the garbage. And you just want to sit there and go, don't do that. Don't let them do that to you. Don't let them suck you in. Now, you know, one of the things I didn't really hit on with Doug Giles. And if you just, you know, he was on the second hour. You can pick that up on our website. If you want to call in and discuss, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The, you know, if you think about this, the universities in California, so one of the major state universities, is shutting down or expects to shut down till 2021. Now, I don't know how that helps them. Right? I mean, how does it help get the learning done? How does it help them keep money coming in? I mean, this state is taking a beating when it comes to revenue, to sales taxes and such. Now, our university went open without restrictions and fully in person. It's a place where over 500,000 people come together in close and vibrant proximity. That approach, Sally, just isn't in the cards right now, said CSU Chancellor Timothy White. Now, White added that the plan will involve some exceptions for on-campus instruction. Now, this comes the same day that the White House Coronavirus Task Force member, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told senators in a congressional hearing that would be a bridge too far to expect to have treatments or a vaccine in place for students going back to school by fall. I said it earlier. Apparently these guys don't listen to my show, but that's okay. I don't mind.
They're saying that we should have a vaccine, right, or a cure before we let kids go back to school. We have no cure for the Hong Kong flu, right? You want to keep it more recent? There's six major strains of coronavirus, six or seven, I can't remember now. There's no vaccine. There's no cure. There's no feel-good shot to make it all better. But yet, we've been dealing with this 15 years almost. This has been around. We don't have anything for SARS. Remember, that was going to kill like a billion people, and it didn't. Ebola, another one, going to kill millions of people. Didn't. Not even close. We have no vaccine for AIDS. No cure. So I don't get this. Why this particular one at this particular time? Why this flu, which is not as big as the epidemics of the past? I don't care what they're telling you. If you're buying into it, that's your deal. Do the numbers on your own. Figure it out by yourself. Right? I mean, really. And now you got a stimulus package, another one by Nancy Pelosi, that's helping all her buddies. That one makes everything nice, nice, squishy, squishy for her friends and loved ones. I mean, I talked about it a little bit earlier, which is kind of funny from a standpoint of you're looking at, she wants to let everybody out of federal prisons that test positive for the virus, that has asthma, diabetes. I don't even think they have to test positive. But they have asthma, diabetes, and they're over 50. She wants them out of prison. Too dangerous. Well, Nancy, shouldn't there be caveats there, right? Maybe murders, rapists, right? Child rapists. Maybe armed robbery. Maybe they're not the people you want to let out that easily. Defining most of the people they've been letting out, what, they commit crimes within hours of being let out. It's kind of like it's all pent up. They got to go do something to somebody somehow. Doesn't that make sense? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, when she's also included what's called a HEROES Act. Have any of you heard about that? It would allow small businesses, which is a very broad description of what small businesses are, right, to be able to get these specialty loans. However, it falls right into, it's been almost like it was written for local lobbyists in D.C., the way the bill was written. Now, obviously, I haven't gone through the whole thing yet. Right? And these are, specifically, it doesn't say this in the verbiage, but it basically calls out lobby shops, these lobby kind of shops, where they can get very, 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 very low interest loans, like 1%. These people do this to us. Well, they do it to us with a straight face, and you accept it. The generic you, obviously. You accept it without any big deal. Anyway, back to the California schools, California colleges, state-run colleges. They want to stay closed till 2021 because, you know, they can't maintain the 6 feet. They're afraid it's going to spread like wildfire. But look around the country. Look at the states that have opened. I don't want to hear about the, no, they've had a spike. No, they haven't. Use your brains. They've upped how many test kits there are. So they're testing more people. They're testing more people. What's going to happen? That's why I said you got to do it in percentages. There's no other way to do it. You got to do it in percentages. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If this goes through, I'd love to hear from somebody, whether you do it by email or phone. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. By email, joe@therealside.com. What's your breaking point? At what point do you go, that's it, I've had it. I'm done. I'm going out, I'm going to work, I'm opening up my shop. Where do you get to that point? Now, in Los Angeles, if you guys remember some of the stories that we had, you had people that were defecating on the lawn. Yes, because we're on live radio, so I have to watch my mouth. Defecating on the lawn at City Hall. There were diseases that had been eradicated decades ago that came back. I mean, just devastated that place, City Hall, that is. You had workers that were getting sick. You had people coming to visit getting sick. So Garcetti doubles down at one point and says, you know, I'm not throwing them off the lawn. I don't care what they're doing. And we're going to give them clean needles and drugs that we know are good and pure. They're breaking federal law. They know it. They don't care. This is just getting nuts, out of control. Don't you love how Gavin Newsom can break the law, go against the Constitution, but he's going to arrest you for not following his rules? LA City Council has voted to identify hotels refusing to house the homeless. They're even thinking about, you want to talk about the communist state of California? They're even thinking about commandeering them. In other words, taking them over. Taking a private company over. Los Angeles City Council voted on Wednesday to identify any hotels refusing to house the homeless as part of a project, a part of the Los Angeles Project's Room Key. And they're going to investigate the hotels that have refused to put people up. Now, they're saying these hotels have gotten tax breaks in the past from the city. And they're suggesting that these hotels could technically be commandeered for not doing what they've been asked to do. The city's goal has been to house 15,000 homeless. I mean, a pittance of what they need. Right? But only 1,500 have been housed as of earlier this week, which got them frustrated. Did they ever think that these people don't want to be under the government's roof? That some of them are running away because they don't want any part to do with the government. Now, the hotels are making a distinction among people, classifying housed and unhoused differently. Then that's their problem. They won't get repaid. Listen, I don't know if I want a bunch of those people in a room at my hotel. Joe will see your house. More to come after the break. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
With orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited. This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Republican in California for the first time in 20 years has grabbed a seat from the Democrats. And I'm not going to say that this is a view of what's coming up in November. I don't dare say that. This was a special situation, a special opportunity. And the guy who took it fought for it. I would try to have him on the show tomorrow night. But he fought. I mean, he honestly fought for that seat. From the day he decided to run. Didn't listen to the Republican Party. He didn't listen to the naysayers. He went for it. And I'm glad he did. Because we need more people with a spine in this party. We need more people that aren't playing games in the party. And it ain't over yet, though, because they still have a couple days to cheat. But they have a very large spread. They have a very wide gap to fill. And I'm sure they'll talk about voter irregularity. You know what's really funny, though? In almost 99% of the cases, right, voter irregularities take place for who? Who do they favor? Come on, I'll wait. You guys are smarter than that, right? Democrat. That's right. You know, I mean, seriously. They can say all they want to that we cheat or we do this, we do that, but it's not us. You know what I'm saying? It's, look at the numbers. We can prove it's not us. Whenever they find ballots somewhere, whose numbers does it always boost? Democrats. When they all of a sudden open up, you know, voting areas, or they add more boxes, or they do something really weird in an area, what's the area mostly made up of? Democrats. When they find votes, voter fraud, or ballots that they have to take off, doubles and triplicates, who do they normally belong to? Democrats. So there's a pattern here. It's not a false accusation. It's not pulling numbers out of the sky. You go look for yourself. We do voter. As a matter of fact, I do the voter fraud stories just because I know it irritates some of those people on the left. Who will say to me, there's such small numbers. Well, that's not what the judge thought in California when he told him that they had to remove, you know, the Registrar of Voters, that he had to remove 1.5 million people off the rolls. Prove that they existed or get them gone. That was the mandate, if you would. That doesn't happen because there's no proof. Doesn't work that way. And I love it. I think it's great. And I think they need to be called out more and more and more. Now, the spread is good. Spread needs to be bigger, but it's good. In November, you're going to see them really push hard because there's a lot of money coming in. And they're going to try to grab as many Republican seats as they can. But if this virus thing goes the way I think it's going to go, if we can show between all the nasties that have been done, we can show truly who's at fault with this thing. I think we could take some seats away from them. That's my prediction, if you would. Anyway, back to my Los Angeles city story. Yeah, this is great. What the city has decided is that there's not enough hotels taking in homeless people. They're going to commandeer the hotels near the heavy or the densely populated homeless areas to make the homeless people feel more welcome and at home in those hotels. Because after sleeping in a tent for 4 or 5 months, maybe a couple of years, they'll feel much more welcome in a hotel. Apparently, Garcetti's never been out among them, really been out among the homeless people. Look, there's a majority of those people of no fault of their own. You know, they've got medical issues. They have got mental problems they need to deal with. They're not taking their medication. They don't trust the government. They're paranoid. They really, truly need mental help. It's not the hotel they should be in. They should be in a hospital somewhere. They should be in a rehab center. There should be someplace where they can get the treatment that they need. The other ones probably just need to be, from what I've read, from the stories I've put together, they need to be retrained. That's all. They just need to be helped. They need to be retrained. And maybe those would do well in a hotel while they're getting their training. Maybe that's part of it. If you get a hotel room, you have to agree to do. You know, clean up, go through rehab if that's what you need. Get retraining if that's what you need. But you shouldn't just get it for having a heartbeat. The Dems are very much against people working. I know that from personal experience. 170 years ago, I had an electrical contracting company. And we used to hire people all the time. And at one point in time, the county came to me and said, hey, how would you like to teach a class of basic, you know, electrical installation and stuff like that? And then, and this was at the unemployment office. And then what you need to do after the class, they wanted 3 sessions for the class. And then afterward, you would have to take one of them to intern, or two, I think it was two. And the county would pick up their salary for 6 months. So if they worked out well, after 6 months, you kept them and you paid them. They went on your salary. If they were really bad, they wouldn't even last 6 months, and they would just go. That's a great idea. You're paying me to give up part of my day to come teach people. If I see three of them that are going to be good, that show, you know, a natural ability, then I pull them over, I bring them in, I let them work for me, I see how they work in the environment. If I think they're great, they're making me money, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, I bring them on full time. If they're a real putz, I let them go. That simple. The county paid me for the chance. So it wasn't really a gamble. A little waste of time, but it wasn't a gamble to speak of. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Joe at therealside.com is another way to do it. But they're taking these hotels. They're going to stick these people in them. Right? Homeowners Association sent a notice to members notifying them that they will be resisting participation of any of these projects because there are people in single-family homes. Is actually one of the hotels they're talking about doing. I mean, of all hotels, this is funny, of all hotels to put these people in, they're going to put them into Ritz-Carlton. Everybody home? In downtown Los Angeles. You mean you can't find fringy hotels that you can help put them up in? Now, that hotel actually has 224 condo residents. People who pay millions of dollars to live there on the upper floors. Think about that. You just moved into this billion-dollar hotel. You bought the room. And you get to go up and down. I'm not going to say it. You get to go up and down these elevators with people. Packed in there like sardines. I'm sure there's no six-foot rule for them. Smelling like they haven't bathed in months, some of them. Right? I mean, think about the odor there. But you still live in a $1 million hotel room, right? Homeowners Association sent out the notice to the members. And they're going to push back. And they got the money to do it, too. We were all shocked and offended that when we found out this might be a possibility. Art DeVarnas is a broker and owner of the REMAX in that area. And Gary, it's a great idea. I support the program, but in practice, specifically for this property, it just isn't. You know, you want to house hundreds of homeless people in a structure that's literally in the same building with 224 homeowners? I mean it's like having it in your own home. Basically, it's just a little too much. In fact, it's offensive. Now, the Ritz has received millions of dollars in tax breaks in the past. But what people keep forgetting is they also brought in millions in tax revenue. Some of these hotels, when they're thinking about expanding, they actually think about moving somewhere else. Expanding in a different way. They won't invest the money until they get the tax break. If they get the tax break, then it's worth investing the money. It's truly an investment, a real investment. Councilman Mike Bunt provided for the local news a statement. He said, I'm grateful the city council unanimously voted today to find out why hotels that have received public benefits are not stepping up to protect public health. Not their job. I mean, were there strings attached to this when they got the job? You know what I'm saying? I don't get it. I don't understand. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the social. Listen, lots going on, lots coming up all week long. Got a lot of great gifts that are going to be on the show. But I want you to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Let me know, I don't know, who you want me to bring on, what you want me to discuss, topics that are hot and that you're interested in. So I really, 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 really do. I want to bring on people that you want to hear, that you want to talk to. I'll be here all week. Hopefully you will, too. Remember, if you head up to the website, I want your email address. Actually, I want your money, too. There's a donation button there as well. Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the day.